The news is visible in Jerusalem's physical landscape, the concrete barricades, the soldiers on the streets. The news is just as visible in the physical landscape of China.
Chinese authorities have built roads, bridges, and airports more quickly than any country. What's really notable now, as China's economy sags, is that much of the new infrastructure is barely used.
NPR's Frank Langfitt drove around the Chinese city of Luoyang.
We're on the road to the airport, and I gotta say, it's the best traffic in all of China because there is nothing on the road here except stray dogs. In the other lane, there is a farmer in a three-wheeled little flatbed truck, and he's driving in the wrong direction, but it doesn't matter because there's no oncoming traffic. I'm heading into the terminal. Seven check-in counters, and there's absolutely nobody here. It's empty. There's nobody manning any of the desks. It is kind of a ghost airport.
A woman eventually appears at a counter. She sells tickets for a shuttle bus that takes passengers into town.
The airport opened on January 26, 2014. At most, there are five flights a day. The fewest number of flights a day are three.
I spot an elderly woman in a quilted peasant's jacket. She's not here to catch a flight. Her grandson, Wu Youfu, explains.
I brought my grandma over to have a look. She's lived for so many years, but she's never seen an airport or an airplane.
Wu, his 78-year-old grandma and his uncle Dixi are local farmers. They grow corn and tomatoes in this poor mountainous corner of central China. And they've come to marvel at the $160 million airport. But Dixi says plane tickets are beyond the reach of most people here.
Because this place is economically backward, the flow of passengers is small. People's income is too low. They can't afford this.
Anne Stevenson Yang is my name. I work for J Capital Research.
Stevenson Yang studies China's economy. She says the country has many low-use airports like Luoyang's, including one outside Beijing in a place called Zhangbei.
It's like impoverished county, and they built the airport in order to increase the revenue of the county, but nobody ever agreed to land there.
So this is an airport that has no airplanes?
That's right.
Stevenson Yang says local officials have greenlighted lots of infrastructure projects just to boost GDP. Now, she says, some are having the opposite effect. They're dragging down growth.
This is why, as fast as China rose economically, this is as fast as it will decline. Because during the rise, all of these things were accelerating GDP, and now they're sitting around as costs.
Though not necessarily forever. Despite all the bad news you've heard recently, China's economy is still growing, and projects that sit empty one year can rumble to life the next. Wade Shepard's the author of Ghost Cities of China. Recently, he took a Russian TV crew to see one of the country's deserted new cities.
We get into the streets, we're walking around, and oh no, all of a sudden, you know, I see cars, there's people. Within the 10 months since the last time I've been there, people started flooding into this area. It just shows like how quickly these things can change.
One project unlikely to change anytime soon, though, is Luoyang's new liquor city. It's astonishing. A gigantic complex of ancient-style Chinese pavilions, the size of several pro football stadiums, surrounded by a life-size replica of the Great Wall. Inside, factories were supposed to pump out tons of high-priced white liquor, called baijiu, for which the region's famous. Today, though, Liquor City looks like an abandoned movie set. Why? The project's planners failed to anticipate the government's anti-corruption drive, the biggest in modern Chinese history.
Now things are bad. High-end liquors don't sell at all. Officials don't buy. No one buys.
Lu Cui runs one of the scores of white liquor stores in town. Before the crackdown, she could sell more than $14,000 worth of alcohol for a single event. That's big money in this coal town of more than 3 million, which has been in recession for nearly 2 years.
On average, when an official held a wedding banquet or a birthday party, the banquets used to last 3 to 4 days. Now it's simply impossible. It only lasts one day, and the scale is much smaller.
Fungio, the state-owned company that's building Liquor City, refused to discuss the project. Lu says the company's struggling and relies on bank loans to pay employees. When I ran into some managers outside Liquor City's unfinished gates, I asked when it planned to open. They shook their heads wearily and laughed. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.